I really like the language of that passage. There are little bits in it that particularly appeal. I like the one about he renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. I hope that makes you feel the same way I do this morning. Today is Father's Day, and I hope that all the dads and granddads have been honoured appropriately. I was hoping for a new pair of socks, but they haven't appeared yet. Regularly, we recognise God as our Father, the head of the church, the head of the Christian family. And more, we have been taught to think about God as a parent who combines the best qualities of a father and mother. Perhaps you've heard the story about the girl who went to join a new club. And when she was being enrolled, the lady who was doing it said, "What was your name and what were your address?" And then she said, "What were your parents' names?" And she said, "Mummy and Daddy." That's an easy mistake to make, but it obviously tells you they were the important names. Not their full name or their Sunday name or their nickname. Maybe you wouldn't use your parents' nickname though, with circumstances if you knew it. But in the prayer that Jesus taught his friends and that we say, Jesus says, "Our Father," and the word that he uses is the word that we use for Daddy. It's the word Abba, Father. And that's very important. I expect we all learned that sometime as we were growing up. I wonder if we remember that that's the word that we use when we speak to God. That's the most familiar prayer of the Christian world. It's like a model prayer in which we are shown how to approach God as a tender, loving parent. The parent that has the best qualities of parenthood. Not everybody is as lucky as to have two loving parents, and we keep that in mind in all our prayers because we think about other people as well as ourselves. And you probably know that every parent wants the baby to say "Mummy" or "Daddy" as their first word. And the baby's probably babbling anyway and saying something completely different, like "blah blah 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 blah." But it doesn't make sense. But you know, we want it to say something that sounds like a word. And the word we would like is maybe the one that identifies us as Mummy or Daddy. What is certain is that God deserves, and he is shown to respond to the fondest name. If we are trying to think about what God is like, then we are bound to have problems because nobody's actually ever seen God. And we'll try to find a picture for ourselves, and this isn't easy. Down the years, artists and less than artists are trying to depict God in one way or another. And the hardest thing is to remember what somebody is like or how we imagine them. And while I was thinking about this, I remembered that I had this tea towel. I may have mentioned it before. This is the Denotter Sunday School Millennium Tea Towel. And I'm just holding it up, and I wonder if you recognise anybody there. You don't recognise anybody there. See, that's me in the middle of the bottom road, you see. You think that looks like me? I hope not. I think I may have told you before that in my school at Ballamore, we had boys and girls doing self-portraits every year when they came into primary. I think it wasn't primary one, I think it was primary two. And the staff had a competition to go and judge them when the boys and girls had gone home. And I'm sorry to say they put money in it. But we had to find who without the names on. Because we'd known all these boys and girls because they were all local and we knew all the boys and girls in the school. There might have been 18 to 20 in pictures were like that. And I used to have a greetings card that had a picture, a cartoon on the front, and it said, Parents' Evening. And there was a teacher sitting at the desk, and somebody coming through the door who looked like one of these drawings. It was kind of stick insect mummy, you know, a sort of triangle with a round head, legs and arms sticking out. And the teacher saying, oh, you're Mrs. Brown, I would have recognised you from your daughter's picture. And that's the problem that we face when we try to depict God, or we try to think about what God might be like. We can't try and draw a representation of God. And a lot of artists have, I think, fairly enough, that made it difficult for people to picture a God, to picture God as a figure, as a person. I'm going to talk about this again later. You'll be interested to know. But it's hard. The picture that I always chose when I had a new members group to talk to was William Blake's picture, which is called The Ancient of Days. And if we had the projector, I would have it here to show you. Very interesting picture. But it's not really a picture. It's an icon. And if you know about icons, especially if you've been to a country that has icons involved in church worship, you'll know the icon is a symbolic kind of picture that has things in it that represent what it stands for as an object of worship. And William Blake's picture in the Ancient of Days is like that. You can look it up at home, do it, Google it, and have a look at it. But while we're talking about the Notter Sunday School, I think we'll just turn aside and listen to what's been going on during the year with our young people here. So I'll ask Mrs. Coleman to speak about that, and then we'll go on to decide who gets a little something this year.
We started our year looking at animals from the Bible, and we have a book that does it slightly differently. The animals tell us the stories. And then when we were told about the Christmas Tree Festival, we thought, what can we do? And we decided to use depictions of the animals from the Bible to make our decorations for the tree, with especially a rather snazzy and stunning lion with a tinsel mane who headed it up instead of a star. And then after Christmas, we looked in different ways at friendship and forgiveness. And we looked at that in different ways through stories, games, and little different pieces. And then last week, just to finish off, we headed off up the woods, which is why we weren't here. We went off up the woods, and we looked for things beginning with different letters, different colours, different shapes. And I think we had rather a nice morning. Out there, yes. Yeah, I'm getting a nod. And it was dry, and the sun shone, and what more can you ask for? So. Yes. So that, in a nutshell, is our year. Oh, and sorry, we did, sadly, we said goodbye to Adam and Elliot when they headed off to New Zealand. So they got their books at that point.
I see some books here for today. That looks a really good read. You look forward to reading. This is I Am Malala, with a very interesting picture. Congratulations to you. If you hopped here, you'll have to skip back. Or you could hop on one leg. That's the kind of thing we'd do to you for not walking up in a ladylike manner. This is good. It's got cartoons and it's a sticker book. You like that, don't you? Yes, I like sticker books. I don't always stick the stickers where it should be. I hope you will. That's it. There's the book. Thank you.
Now, before we move on to the next part of service. Just on behalf of the Sunday School, we actually have two ladies who, after years service to the Sunday School and all the children over the years, are stepping down. So I just would like to thank both Grisella and Lillian for all their support on the Sunday Club, stroke challengers, stroke Sunday School over the past year. So thank you both very much, and in particular Lillian for all her creative ideas, and Grisella for your music, all the trips that they've done with the kids to the woods, the park, and other locations over the years. So thank you both very much, and we have a week.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to acknowledge and thank the members who continue to work with young folk in the church, because it's not always obvious to us, unless there are pictures on the wall of things going on, about the work that they're doing. And we continue to be grateful, and we're always open to welcome more people who'd like to join in this work. Now, just as we don't have pictures of Jesus or of God to show what they are really like, no one has actually seen God. We do have artists' impressions. And if you've been seeing the memorial programmes, the tributes and the news to Franco Zeffirelli, you'll see Robert Powell, who I understand is still internationally worshipped, because he boasts about that from time to time when he gets the chance. But he presented an image of Jesus in a film, which is still universally well known. Paul says Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. We think that Jesus became human, was born as a baby and grew up to be a man, to show us what God would be like as a person. That's very important. For us, seeing Jesus means imagining the story when we read the story about him in the Bible, whatever it might be. That's how we will be able to know him as well as anybody can. Maybe even as well as the people who wrote the stories in the first place.